Well, the president yesterday outlined his plan to send limited military assistance to Iraq's government. And it's the president's getting criticized from a couple of prominent Senate Republicans. Let's get you a bit of background here. This is Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor.
To help train and support Iraqi soldiers in their battle against jihadist insurgents, President Obama says up to 300 more American military advisors will go to Iraq. But he promises
American forces will not be returning to combat in Iraq.
All of us are opposed to ground combat troops.
Senator John McCain, who with fellow Republican Lindsey Graham, says the U.S. needs to do more to contain the crisis.
We need to do airstrikes.
The president didn't mention those, but did say
we will be prepared to take targeted and precise military action
if and when the situation requires it, he added. In Washington, Steve Taylor, Fox News Radio.
I want to get your thoughts on this with the president saying that we're not going to have combat troops there. He actually said no boots on the ground, but I think you have a hard time saying that when you're sending 300 more people in to Iraq, don't you? Those boots on the ground? 300 advisors? And I mean, these are special forces people that are going in there. And even if not an active combat role, isn't that, we've been down this road before. What does this lead to? Is that how you get drawn into conflicts? So, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, among others, saying that we ought to be doing more, as you heard there. McCain calling for airstrikes, saying all of us are opposed to boots on the ground. What should America's foreign policy be here in regard to Iraq? It's the right thing to do. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. The Pentagon had proposed sending Green Berets, Army Rangers, and Navy SEALs to Iraq as military advisors and to collect intelligence. That's what we're talking about here. And the president also talked about stepping up the country's intelligence efforts again. Which makes me wonder, why did they relax them in the first place? I mean, it's one thing to say we're going to get our combat troops out of Iraq, but then isn't it another to say we're going to completely relax your intelligence efforts and now we got to step all that back up again? Some are criticizing the president for leaving in the first place. Certainly withdrawing all the troops. Was it a mistake to withdraw all of the U.S. troops out of Iraq, as the president did? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. The president made it clear that he blamed Iraq's president al-Maliki for worsening the situation in Iraq and the deep sectarian divide. He said, by failing to include Sunni and Kurdish interests in his policies. He called on a new Iraqi government recently elected to adopt more inclusive policies and said he's sending Secretary of State John Kerry to the region to promote that approach. Kerry is expected to travel to Iraq soon. Kerry told reporters, unless there is a coming together and elimination of the mistrust and addressing of the sense of isolation of different segments of Iraqi society, unless people are brought together to try to bring the country together, it's going to be, there is no single military solution, he said. Said John Kerry. So 300 advisors at this point, do you fear it will lead to more? Or do you believe it should lead to more? Is this not enough? 336-1320. 1-800-228-4435. So al-Maliki is under pressure here. Also, as we talk about Iraq, former President Dick Cheney was on Fox News Channel last night. He's on with Megyn Kelly. And I'll give you some details about what transpired there coming up. Welcome to the Greg Gulfridge Show. Who just joined us. We're talking about the president yesterday addressing the situation in Iraq and saying that he'll be sending up to 300 military advisors in Iraq and could, down the road, authorize targeted military action. He seemed to be leaving the door open for instance, airstrikes, any some kind of strategic strikes, but made it clear that there would be no boots on the ground, that there would be no combat troops that would be assigned to Iraq. Is he going far enough? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. What are your thoughts on the right thing to do in Iraq? His response yesterday is generating criticism, as I mentioned, from some of the Republican senators, John McCain among them, who thinks we should be involved in airstrikes. He was, and I heard McCain yesterday some talking about the psychological advantage of those airstrikes, not only the strategic advantage that they may provide actually on the ground, but also the, you know, the psychological effect that airstrikes, United States airstrikes, would have. But do you think if we get involved in that, are we headed right back down the road then to involvement in Iraq? I mean, this is how we've gotten into other conflicts, you know. It starts, and Vietnam would be the one I think that would come to most people's minds when you start talking about military advisors going in, and then that escalates and so on, and it just snowballs from there. What's the right response here to Iraq? The country's going to have to deal with this. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. The Iraqi prime minister is getting was pretty soundly criticized by the president yesterday for not doing enough to, you know, you got a lot of different factions over in Iraq with the, you know, the Sunnis and the Kurdish people, and that he's, the president said, not doing enough to draw them together to try to build coalition. And although he didn't call for a new government yesterday, he basically did, the president did. He didn't support Maliki in any way at all, but stopped short of calling for a new government. But it was pretty clear the writing was on the wall that he'd like to see a new government in Iraq. How do you respond to what's happening there? Or do you just let it go? How do you... there are many, and I think, and the former Vice President Dick Cheney made this case last night on Fox News Channel, was that, you know, the strategy, Bush's strategy was to withdraw from Iraq and to get most troops at least out, but not all, and to leave behind a combat force then that would, or at least some force that would be able to help provide stability to the Iraqi government. But there would not have been a complete withdrawal. And the president says, well, we offered that. Maliki didn't want that. Cheney says, that's not entirely true, and I'll tell you why coming up. You're just joining us. The president yesterday laid out a strategy, a short-term strategy here for Iraq, saying a small number of military advisors would be going to Iraq. 300, up to 300 military advisors. And Brownie and I are talking about this off the air. And the thing is, I was hearing that yesterday. The president said no boots on the ground, and we're sending 300, up to 300 people. That's boots on the ground. That's American troops in Iraq. Now, even if they're not directly involved in combat, at least I perceive that as boots on the ground, don't you? 336-1320, former Vice President Dick Cheney was on Fox News Channel last night and asked about leaving behind a a contingent of troops. And that's what, you know, he said during the time that President Bush was in office, they were going to leave behind a status forces agreement for a stay behind American force. And he says what happened with President Obama is that he, what were they talking about? Certain number of troops. Cheney says our generals recommended a stay behind force from 14 to 18,000. The White House rejected it. So the military, he's talking about the Obama White House. The Obama White House rejected it. So the military came back with a recommendation of 10,000. The White House rejected it. They took it all the way down to 3,000. I think by the time they got to that level, the Iraqis looked at it and believed that we weren't serious, that Obama was absolutely absolutely committed to completely withdraw from Iraq, and that they were unable to come to an agreement. But I think in part, says Cheney, because the Iraqis didn't think he really wanted an agreement, and he certainly didn't push it. We have agreements like that with 40 nations around the world. They should have been able to come to an agreement with the Iraqis, and I think the failure to do so is what has precipitated the current crisis. So do you agree with the vice president? And this is part of what the president was saying yesterday was, well, you know, we have, he shrugged off this criticism that we didn't leave behind a force. Oh, the, you know, we wanted an agreement and the Iraqis didn't want it. Well, the rest of this story is what Cheney just said. They drew the force of American troops down to so low a number that the Iraqis believed that it was clear that the president wanted out. 336-1320. Good morning, Paul. You're on Kello. Hi, Paul.
Good morning, Greg. Am I coming in?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, good. I think Cheney's a more thoughtful individual than Barack Obama is, and I thought he was supposed to be such a master negotiator, and it's proven that he has no political capital throughout the world, let alone in his own country. But I was telling Brownie, it's kind of funny that he's saying Maliki should have gotten together all the factions, drawn people together, worked to unite the country, when he has done nothing of the kind in his own country. So he's got no credibility to be giving anybody advice on making coalitions.
And why would why wouldn't the United States help head up that effort anyway? Wouldn't it be in our best interest, in our long-term best interest, if we had helped that process move forward?
Well, if we could, but you see that Obama has no ability to do any of that.
No, I understand, but I'm saying
he's a joke.
I'm just saying the hypocrisy of the president's position.
Well, it's never his fault, though. I mean, it's never his fault. He's never done anything wrong in his life, apparently. You know.
What is the right thing to do then going forward?
Boy, you know, it's very tough. I think we have to do something. I think airstrikes is a good place to start. I think you got to leave other options open. But you can't dither and wait for days and days. I mean, even Geraldo, who's as big a goofball as I've seen in my life, was saying this morning that he should have acted 7 days ago. Well, now 7 days have gone by. The insurgents have been able to fortify their positions. Obama, you know, usually he shoots from the hip a lot of times and does act stupidly, to use his own words. And here he's just sitting on his thumbs doing absolutely nothing, frankly.
Yeah, we've been pretty slow to respond. I agree. Pretty slow to respond. 336-1320 is the phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Bill. You're on Kello.
Hey, Greg. This is Uncle Billy.
Hey, Bill.
I love you, pal, but I disagree totally. I think you're totally off base. And quite honestly, I think you're preaching to the choir, pal.
Well, the question is, what do we do?
Well, Bush and Cheney are the ones that opened up this hornet's nest. They're the architects of this whole fiasco. Bush didn't know what a Sunni or a Shiite or a Kurd was. He said, I thought they was all Muslim. Now, Barack Obama has spent the last 6 years cleaning up their mess. And to listen to what this clown has to say is just laughable. And I'm sorry, I held my tongue as long as I could. Some things just need to be said. And I know you disagree, and I still
love I'm
you.
Asking, what do we do? I mean, the president is sending forces back in. He's sending up to 300 people back in.
Yeah,
that's his. That's his. Well, that's how Vietnam started, Bill.
Yeah, that's very true. It's very true. But unfortunately, when we invaded them and we were looking for weapons of mass destruction that the administration assured us were there, and they were wrong. They told us it would be a cakewalk. They said that Iraqis would welcome us with open arms. They said that they were had weapons of mass destruction. It's the lies are just unbelievable, what that administration has said. Now, getting back to your question, what do we do now? We bought that country. We bought it. We turned it into a turmoil. And it's a hornet's nest now. And militarily, it can't be won. It's going to be have to be diplomatic. John McCain and that other Republican clown from South Carolina.
Lindsey Graham. Graham.
They're calling for General Petraeus. We got to get General Petraeus in there. He'll take care of it. He'll take care of it. Well, they were a little embarrassed on Sunday when General Petraeus came out and said he agrees totally with Barack Obama. So what do? We bought it. We're in it. And do we walk away? I don't know. I don't know. But it's not going to be won militarily. It's going to have to be diplomatically, and Maliki is going to have to leave and have a contingency of Sunnis in the government. So
they're going to have to. There's no question about that. And that's one of the big challenges facing that country. Bill, thanks for the welcome to the Greg Belford Show. Nice to have you here. Been talking about the president yesterday addressing the situation in Iraq, saying that he wants to send a small number of military advisors to Iraq. These are special forces personnel that will help advise, and we're talking about Green Berets and Army Rangers and so on, that will be helping to advise the Iraqis. But at this point, that's all he's calling for. And we've been asking what you think is the right course of action in Iraq. You know, just one thing here in response to Bill's comments a few moments ago about, blaming Bush for the current situation in Iraq. You could certainly have, and we did, and we debated our differences before the war in Iraq as to whether we should have gone into Iraq or not. And what we learned subsequently wasn't more difficult, I think, than we realized. Yeah, there's a lot of things, certainly in retrospect, that you can say were wrong. But here's the thing, that as far as where we are today, that's really irrelevant. You can't blame the current situation in Iraq on Bush, because when Bush left office, Iraq was stable. The president himself even commented on that, in the first couple of years of his presidency, and as we were talking about drawing troops out of Iraq, he was celebrating what a success it had been in Iraq and how well things were going in Iraq. So Iraq was stable when Bush left office. The cesspool we see now cannot be blamed on Bush. That's a result of Barack Obama's foreign policy over the course of his presidency, because Iraq was stable and the president himself is on the record as having said that. And so to say now that this is Bush's fault, sorry, just doesn't wash. 336-1320. Hi, Jake. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg.
How you doing?
Good. Totally agree with what you just said. I think it's interesting how we can blame our inactions on somebody else's actions 6 years ago. If I live my life trying to find blame on somebody 6 years ago, I don't know where I'd be. In regards to Iraq, I was over there in 03 and 04 as a medic, and there's a lot of good people that have served, and to see our wasted efforts is what I call wasted at this point.
Do you feel that way? Because obviously I'm sick to my stomach knowing that veterans feel that way, that they were there for maybe for nothing.
I think it's a joke. I see the loss of life and the issues that people have both mentally and physically, and to see us waste that over the last 6 years or whatever you want to call it, last 3 years really, I think is a shame. In regards to going forward, you know, I would like to know what the, you know, what Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and those other countries, I don't think we hear enough about that. Their neighbors there, they got a vested interest in this too. Seems like right now we're talking to Iran, seriously. They've never supported us in the past. Why are we not getting those other countries involved and seeing what they think? I think that's a bigger issue than just sending 300 people over there for what?
Well, see, that's where I think this whole thing, it boils down to foreign policy. And this is the problem, is that you've got an administration that doesn't have a foreign policy. They make it up as they go along.
Yeah, I think if you're going to go to war, go to war. Don't sit there and look at each other. Do something about it. Get it over with. Get your people home. Right now, it's like, well, what's this going to do to my polling numbers is what I see. It's not about taking care of the problem.
Jake, thanks for your phone call. 336-1320 is the number. Good morning, Don. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Doctor.
Hey, Don.
You know, the problem that this president has is that he's ragged on this war for so long, and the last thing he wants to do is have any of his fingerprints anywhere on it, because then he can't continue the drumbeat of it's, well, and also all the people like Bill couldn't call in anymore and blame it on Bush. And he's such an ideologue, and he's so locked into what he believes that the USA be damned, because what he believes is what he believes, and it doesn't matter if it's going to possibly wound us in the future by letting these guys get stronger. It's his way or the highway, and we've seen that for the last going on 7 years.
What's the right thing to do now? I mean, the situation is what it is for whatever reason, and who's ever fault. What's the right thing to do, going forward?
Well, first of all, he has no insight on how to fight a war. He knows nothing about it. So the wise thing to do would be to get people around him that do and listen to all of what they have to say and weigh it out and make a course of action. Because his problem is, like you just said, he has no foreign policy, so there's nothing that we're tethered to.
Exactly, and that's why, right? And that's why you've got to have a strategy. I mean, you've got to have what is our foreign policy, and how are we going to, how are we going to protect America's interests? How are we going to pursue that? What are we willing to do? You've got to have that strategy, because I think what we're seeing is without that strategy, you're just kind of making it up as you go along. You shoot from the hip, and you just can't afford to do it. And look at what's happened in Iraq as, I think, as a result. And the president, blaming Iraq's government for not doing more to draw parties in. And that was in America's interest that we be a part of that. It was in our interest that we be a part of that and be a leader in that effort. Where were we? Where were AWOL? So the president's criticisms yesterday rang hollow as far as I'm concerned. My friends, we're out of time. Have a wonderful weekend. So long until Monday, and may God bless.